At 24 Mile, Georgie Rapids stands as an honor of river runner Georgie White, renamed from 24 Mile Rapid in 2001 by the United States Board of Geographic Names. Georgie White is commonly known as the most prominent female river guide in the Grand Canyon. But that minute piece of information is far from the whole story. Some may recall Georgie's 46-year relationship with the canyon as innovative, while others may consider it to be more along the lines of wild and reckless. Georgie's first river trip came in 1945 when she partnered with Harry Ailson and swam the section from Diamond Creek to Pierce Ferry, wearing tennis shoes, life jackets, and windbreakers, equipped with backpacks with other supplies. Her first boat trip came 1 year later in 1946, using a 3-by-6-foot raft. Georgie's professional guiding career started in the early 50s, and soon thereafter she began innovating new boat designs, first with her triple rig, where 3 10-man boats were lashed together side by side. Occasionally, these rafts would encounter water forces that caused one section to flip onto the others, giving this design the nickname the Georgie Sandwich. Georgie later innovated a flotilla design that she called the Big Boat, which gave her the ability to run larger and safer commercial trips than any other outfitter at the time. The Big Boat eventually earned the name G-Rig and carried up to 30 passengers. It was 37 feet long and 27 feet wide. Georgie was known by some as that crazy woman of the river. Georgie's intimate connection with the river started before the completion of Glen Canyon Dam in 1963. Thus, she was accustomed to high flows and did not fear the largest rapids on the river. In 1983, when the Glen Canyon Dam spillways opened and water gauges recorded flows in excess of 100,000 cubic feet per second, Georgie displayed her seemingly fearless attitude at Crystal Rapid. All of the onlookers from the shore were surprised when Georgie cut the motor on her G-rig before barreling straight into the hole at Crystal. This hole was so large that it surfed her 37-by-27-foot raft several times as passengers and gear alike were thrown into the charging current of the river. Emotionally traumatized and hypothermic, all of her passengers survived. However, one ranger recalls that once Georgie got her boat back to the shore, he found her standing in the motor well where she was alone on the boat, completely alone. No D-rigs, no luggage, no gas cans, just Georgie and a Coors can. When the ranger asked her what happened, she replied, "I told them to hang on. They just don't make passengers like they used to." Georgie continued to run the river for the rest of her life. Her last river trip came in 1991, just 1 year before she passed away from stomach cancer on May 12, 1992. Although Georgie is no longer around, we can honor her by exploring the canyon, introducing new people to the canyon,